Jesus' name, for this wonderful day that you've given to us, and the many ministries here at Calvary Chapel, the wonderful servants who serve in those ministries. Lord, we thank you for the shoeboxes that are on their way for the second service, the shoeboxes that are here right now. As Lord, we dedicate them into your perfect hands and your perfect will. Lord, bless the hands of those who have put these boxes together. Thank you, Lord, for them doing so. And Lord, place them in the perfect hands of the children all over the world, wherever it may be. Lord, you know the perfect box for the little one to receive. May it be anointed. May they feel your love and your presence. May they be saved. And Lord, we dedicate them to you and give you praise and glory and thanks. And Father, as always, I pray this morning that every heart be open to the Word of God. Lord, help me to teach your Word.
Lord, let them
bring all things to my remembrance. And Lord, we lift up little Jessica there that was in that automobile accident yesterday, Father. And just ask you to be healing her body. Also pray for my wife, Lord, just to continue healing her, to raise her back up, Lord. Bless us now. Bless this Word. In Jesus' name, in the church. Church says, amen. Let's turn our Bibles this morning to John's Gospel, chapter 14. John's Gospel, chapter 14. We're going to be beginning in verse 1. You know, this again, remember that the upper room from chapters 13 all the way to, well, part of chapter 18, but we say 17, okay, is what we call the upper room discourse. Now, with all that being said, this is Jesus' farewell message of his last night with the disciples. He's about to depart. He's going to the cross. So he is equipping them with his words and so forth. He's preparing them and for his departure.
To the cross, and as
chapter 14 through 17 is a three chapters that should never be neglected by the believer. They have been called the Holy of Holies of the Gospel of John, and for very, very good reasons. The text that we have in John chapter 14, I could literally preach 50 sermons just in this one chapter. But to do it justice, I have to teach from verse 1 to the end, and then I will be coming back next year on Wednesday nights, perhaps, and really going deep into these Gospels, I mean, into these chapters, because they need that desperately for each and every one of us. You know, our text here is not this morning. It's not for anyone of the world. It is only for those who love the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is my prayer that your hearts now are definitely open this morning. And with tender words, not one word of judgment or trying to produce any guilt or any of those things. Tender questions that I ask you right now. I am not certainly saying that you do not do these questions. I'm just saying I want to ask you these questions. Do you love the Lord Jesus Christ? That's a very, well, Bill, I'm a believer. I know you are. I'm asking you a question.
Church, I'm talking
tenderly.
To all of us.
Are you
want to be
salt?
The light of the world, or just a
are you just
partial
salt?
Do you
are
really,
you the light
really
of the world,
the salt of the
or
earth,
is it just kind
just
of dimming?
Partial salt.
Do you really in your heart, have you taken up the cross
to deny yourself
of Christ?
And
are you following
daily,
him?
And follow him no matter
that very important questions. Are you just maybe carrying a piece of
do
it?
You really,
or how far
really
down the road are you really
you
willing to go
this morning,
wherever our
from
Savior
the pulpit, all
leads
the way
you?
Down, as a
I
living
need
sacrifice
you this morning.
Unto God, holy
I need
and
your heart up
him.
Here with me.
Very,
I need
very,
your hearts open to the great truths
words.
That are before us. In our text, it is my fervent prayer right this moment that we all enter into the upper room with our Savior. These are his words to not only the 11 that were with him at that time, but to everyone who names the name of Jesus as their Lord and as their Savior. So this morning, as we open John chapter 14, verse 1, we're going to look at, when we get to verse 23, about where he says, Jesus says,
most assuredly, Jesus said, we know what that means, amen and amen,
in verse
12.
It says, most assuredly, again, amen, amen. It says, I say to you, he, or literally, anyone who believes in me, the works that I do, Jesus says, he will do also, and greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father. This verse has been so abused and so taken out of context. You know, Jesus worked incredible, great, unbelievable miracles only in one place, didn't he? And he did so for 3 years and not in any other country around the world, just there in Israel and so forth. Jesus didn't say more works. Jesus said,
he didn't say we were going to be special.
Jesus didn't say in the work here, he says, you will do greater works because you are special or because we are great or famous. That's not what he's saying at all. Jesus said, you're going to do greater works.
I'm going back to heaven
because I'm going back to my Father.
Are you with me this morning?
Are you with me?
Look at those
words.
Very
important.
I mean, who is
he's going back to the Father, and then he'll be able to send the Holy Spirit. And then what kind of great works have we done since then? Yes, healings and so forth. Which is a greater work? To heal the blind or to heal the blind heart that doesn't know Jesus Christ?
That's what.
Which is the greater work? Which is the greater miracle? Eternal life or just healing
someone?
Eternal life, amen? Yes, so there's these greater works. So who is really doing the greater works? The head of the church working through his church, his body, us upon this planet, whenever we give the Holy Spirit his proper place in our lives and in the life of the church, it manifests the presence of Jesus in a lost world. And then Jesus uses us to do his work, not our work. Amen. Very important that we know that. Listen,
us after his resurrection, you know,
in Mark 16, 17, when Jesus, the resurrected Lord, giving the Great Commission, he told them, as he tells us as well, he says, and these signs will follow them that believe, meaning every believer, not just the disciples. These signs will follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out demons. In my name they will lay hands upon the sick and they will recover. And then in Mark 16:20, in the same text, he says, and the Lord confirmed his word. Why? For the Lord was working with them.
Yes.
Who was doing the work? The Lord.
9, verse 34.
He's using us. We're his body.
Says,
amen? Are you with me?
Jesus,
very important
Christ,
that we understand that. In Acts 9, chapter Acts chapter 9, verse 34,
said, no,
when Peter cries out, he says, the Lord healeth thee.
What
it wasn't Peter saying,
like,
I'm healing you.
Healing.
He said, it's the Lord Jesus that has healed you. See, these great works that we're doing comes from the power of another. And we are to do what Jesus did. Remember how in Acts 10:38, God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power and so forth, who went about healing all who were oppressed of the devil because God was with him. Well, listen, 1 John 2:6 tells us that we ought to walk. If we say that we abide in him, we ought to walk even as he walked. Amen? See, we're to do the same things, but the same things that we do, that he does, that we're doing, is only because he lives in us and it's his will. And whatever, now we move to prayer, and whatever you ask in what?
For God was
in my name,
and God,
who's going to do it?
Amen. We're to do those things.
That will I do,
and then Jesus,
that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now listen, there are certain qualifications for prayer. Number one, we have to pray in his name. To pray in the name of Jesus means that all that he is and his perfect sinless character,
he doesn't say anything like that.
We would ask things compatible, not incompatible, but compatible with his divine character, okay? In other words, you know, God doesn't answer me because I'm Pastor Bill, Hey, that's Pastor Bill. I've got to answer. No. He answers our prayers. He hears our prayers because we pray in the name that is above every other name. Amen? In the name of Jesus. But the goal of our praying, look what Jesus said. The goal of the praying is there that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And then he says, if you ask anything in my name, who will do it?
We cannot.
He says, "I will. I will do it. Not us, but Jesus." He says, "Anything in my name, I will do it."
Yeah.
Is that a blank check?
You know, God doesn't hear my prayer.
I mean, can I ask just anything,
Pastor Bill?
I mean, anything, Lord? Would you get rid of my next door neighbor?
But when he hears,
Lord, would you make me popular in high school?
The name that he has granted.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? No, not anything.
Earth.
No, God, see, if whenever the qualifications is, first of all, it has to be in his name.
Now,
but the second thing
Jesus
is, we have to pray according to his will. And that's why it's so important to know the word of God. Amen?
He says,
if when we know God's word, we know what his will is. You know, in 1 John 5, chapter 14, it says, and this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask, there's that word again, anything,
verse 14,
but then it says, according to his what?
Anything.
Will. He hears us. And if we know that he hears us, we know then, we have all the confidence in the world, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. That's why Jesus said, don't ever stop praying. If you're praying for a prodigal, you're praying for someone who's not saved, is that the will of God for you to do that? Absolutely. He hears those prayers. That's why Luke 18:1, what did Jesus say? Men ought always to pray and never give up, never faint, never become discouraged. Matthew 7:7, in other words, keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. Yeah, the fervent, passionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man, James 5:16, availeth how much?
Going to pray, ask
a much
the Lord
is very, very powerful
to
God.
According to
Listen,
the will of the Lord.
Is it God's will to forgive you when you ask him?
It says this.
Yes, 1 John 1:9.
Is
it God's will? Say, Lord, you know you've commanded us to be filled with the Spirit. Is it God's will for you to be filled with the Spirit?
If we ask,
yes, it's a command. Ephesians 5:18. Be ye being filled.
He hears.
It's a command.
And we
that means you can be filled every day to overflowing.
We have the petition
every day
that we have asked.
How about our provision and our needs? Is that praying the will of God?
It has to be according to his will.
What Matthew 6:33? What did Jesus tell us? He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, everything that pertains to life, okay, shall be added unto you. So first we pray in his name. Number three, two, we pray according to his will. But number three is very, very important, because this promise is only given to those, look at verse 15, that love him. Jesus said, if you love
pray right now according to your word, according to your
literally,
will.
You
fill
will
me
keep,
with your
okay? If you
yes,
love
Ephesians
Jesus,
5:18 is
if you
command.
Love me, you will
be
keep, you will value,
filled.
You will treasure, you will guard
our needs,
my
our provisions
commandments.
In this life.
Listen, Christianity
is it okay to pray for that?
Is not a law.
Absolutely. Why? It's
Christianity
in his will.
Is a person.
Jesus is
amen.
Us day our daily bread.
I mean,
when he was teaching his disciples
here
to
we
pray,
have the Lord,
said,
the most loving.
Jesus also said in Matthew 6:33,
the face
he says,
of this earth.
First the
and to
of
love
God
the
and his
Lord
righteousness and
is to obey
these
the Lord.
Things, meaning
okay?
All the things that pertain
the
to life.
The Bible says in 1 John 2:3, it says, by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, meaning Jesus, and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and my truth is not in him. Now listen, obedience is the evidence, number one, that we are born from above, and the proof of it all is that we love the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when we obey him, we are saying that we love him. Listen to these scriptures here. John 15:10, Jesus said, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. John 15:12, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. We just learned that in John 13. Same thing. John 15, 17. Here's these things I command you. What are? That you love one another. Drop down to verse 21. Look at this. It says in verse 21 of chapter 14, he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. Verse 24, he who does not love me doesn't keep my words. Boy, listen.
You can't change.
This is Jesus talking to them and also to us. How powerful is that? Well, you say, well, Bill, I love the Lord. Well, do we obey the Lord? See, that's the proof.
You see,
now, 1 John 5, 3, this is love for God. What? That we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. They're not heavy. They're not weighted down, except to those who don't want to obey. No, listen, love for God is not demonstrated by saying, oh, I love you, Lord, I praise you, Lord, hallelujah, and all of that. That's not how it happens. There's nothing wrong with that.
And
but
does not keep his commandments.
We don't demonstrate our love by our words. We demonstrate our love for God, for Jesus, when we obey him by our obedience.
Christ.
Amen?
Okay. Listen,
you know,
obedience
it's like
is
when
is
Thomas
the
was a little boy.
A person is
I tell him, now, Thomas, you know, go clean your room.
Proof that
and then, you know, he didn't come back to me.
And
says, you know, Dad, I memorized what you told me.
That we are in love with him.
You what?
We
I memorized it. Go clean your room.
Listen to these
scriptures. Yeah, but did you clean your room?
15,
no, but I invited
10,
all my
Jesus
friends
says,
over. We had a Bible study in the Greek on how to clean the room.
You will abide in my love. Think of that.
John
12. And this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you.
Which expresses our love for
Jesus.
These
things I command.
James 1:22. You know it by heart. It says, but be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Did you know that James 1:21 is not an option or a suggestion? It is a command. The absence of obedience leaves the Christian living in self-deception. Now, to hear and not obey is not only to be deceived, it's worse than that.
That's what we're to do.
It means that the Word of God has absolutely no effect upon the person. He heard it but didn't do it. So it had no effect upon his life, upon his character, his attitude. There was no obedience there at all. See, self-deception is believing just calling Jesus Lord is enough.
This is love for God.
No. Jesus said in Luke 6:46, he said, why do you call me Lord, Lord,
God is not
but you do not do the things that I command you to do?
Oh,
very important this morning. You know, how is all this accomplished? Thank God, not by our power, amen, but by the power of another. Look at verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you for how long?
And I told him,
forever.
I said, Thomas,
with
it's
you,
time
para,
to clean
that's
your
what
room.
It means in the Greek
and,
there.
You know, and
in other words, when Jesus said another helper, matter of fact, helper
well,
is only used by John, by the way.
My room. I said,
you know, another means another in the Greek,
said.
Another of the same kind
he
or
said,
equal
I even
to.
All my
okay?
Over. We had a Bible study
the Holy Spirit has been called the Lord's other self. The divine helper, verse 18, Jesus, when he was talking about, I'll not leave you orphans and so forth, he says, I will come to you.
James 1:22.
I will come to you.
It says
now
this.
Listen, the
it
helper,
says,
what does that word mean?
Doers,
it means comforter.
Word,
it means advocate. It means standby. It means intercessor. It means strengthener. The one who encourages us to bring comfort unto us. He is the divine helper of the church. Parakaleo. Para means with. Kaleo means called. So called alongside of. Parakaleo. Or paraclete, meaning the Holy Spirit. Spirit of God.
Of
para is a member alongside of us. En in the Greek is in. When we're born again, he comes into our hearts. And then the other word is epi in the Greek, which means the Holy Spirit comes upon us, like in Acts 1:8, when we're baptized or endued with power from upon high. Now look at verse 17.
This is
the Spirit of truth, that's the Holy Spirit, whom the world cannot receive or cannot welcome, neither sees him or knows him. You see, the world lives by sight. The Christian lives by faith. The natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit. He has to be born again. Now, but you know him. Watch this. You know him. You know the Comforter. You know the divine helper. You know the Spirit of truth. Why? For he, that means the Holy Spirit, is a person. He's not a language. He's not an essence. He's not a force. For he is a person. He dwells what?
and with, I will
that's
pray
the word
Father,
para
and he will
again,
give you another
and with you and will be
that he
in
may
you,
abide with you.
And that
for
is
how
future
long?
Tense. That means
forever.
The day of Pentecost.
Know, oh,
so
the
Spirit,
Holy Spirit
of truth,
the divine helper of the
is,
church. Listen, the word
is truth himself.
That Jesus,
Jesus
used
said,
in the Greek
I am
means,
the truth. Amen.
I am going to,
and what does the Holy Spirit do?
Another
what does he
like
do for the Lord? Well, John 15, 26, and then in John 16, 14, I believe it is, it says, he will testify of me, meaning the Holy Spirit, and he will also glorify me. Not glorify the man, glorify Christ. Not glorify the preacher, but glorify the Lord. Amen? That's what the Holy Spirit does. The Spirit of truth, he cannot lie. Titus 1, 2, God cannot lie. Why? The Holy Spirit will never lead you down the wrong road. He'll never lead you away from the Word of God. He is always with you. But look at that again. He will be where?
In other words, para, kaleo.
Well, listen,
para
are you
means
conscious
to come alongside
of
that? Kaleo means call.
He will be in you. That Paraclete, means that your body, my body, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. Amen?
Life,
how easy it is just to say that. How easy it is to know that theologically. Even, head knowledge.
Look at verse 17.
But not understand or not even fully
Spirit
be aware
says,
of what that means.
Truth,
listen,
whom the world cannot receive, cannot welcome.
We are the
naos.
Why?
Well, because
the Holy
sees
of
him
Holies.
Or
do you understand?
Him.
We're the
world
holy
that we
temple
live in, the
of the Lord.
That are lost,
1 Corinthians 6:19. Do you not know that your body, this body that's sitting in the pew right now, this body is the temple of the Holy Spirit
okay,
who is
born
in you?
And he goes on and he says,
whom you have from
you,
God, and you are not
he's
your own. You're a purchased possession, okay? 2 Corinthians 6:16. For you are the temple, and that word is naos. Again, there's two words for the
that
temple, heron, which is the temple complex,
it's
if you will,
language.
And
he's
then naos, meaning the most holy place, or the
person.
Holy of Holies.
He
1 John 4, 4, what does it say? Greater is he who is
with,
where?
That's para,
in you.
Okay. He
in our, we're the naos of God.
And here's that next word.
We're the
and
temple
be,
of the living God.
Tense, speaking about
greater is he who is in you
okay?
than he who
the
is in the world. And then Jesus says, I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you helpless. I will not leave you orphans.
Alongside of us,
Jesus is going away. Their hearts are troubled, man. They're hurting inside. They're in the upper room all alone with our Lord.
And
look what Jesus says. I'm not going to leave you helpless. I'm not going to leave you orphans.
Upon
I
you.
Will come
the word there is,
to you.
Epi in the Greek.
Jesus
so
is saying, yes,
comes into us,
I am departing
us, and
physically,
of power
but I will be returning
of,
spiritually,
now,
and I will presence myself
the
by the presence of the Holy
he
Spirit.
Why is that? Of our Lord and
why
Savior
did Jesus
Jesus
say,
Christ,
I'm going to leave, but I'm going to come back.
Words,
I will come
we,
to you.
We read over, I believe
the reason,
John
loved
15,
one, is this. We cannot. It is an impossibility
14.
For us to live the Christian life with our own strength. The only one who can live the Christian life is Jesus Christ. Amen? That's why
very,
he comes and says, I'm going to come and live in you.
That.
Galatians 2:20. It is no longer I've been crucified
why,
with Christ. No longer I who liveth, but Christ
God
who lives
he'll
in
never
me.
Lead you astray.
Paul cried
he'll
out in Philippians 1:21.
And on
it,
the narrow.
It is no
but
longer I who liveth,
look at it now,
but Christ
says,
who lives within me. It says in John 6:63, Jesus said this,
you know,
it's the Spirit who gives life
today.
And the flesh profits nothing.
But
we either
understand.
Live by the power of another, the divine helper, the power
Spirit
of the Spirit, or the power of the flesh. And the
really
power of the flesh
will, be
will accomplish
amen?
Absolutely
listen,
nothing in Christian. Without
body
the Holy Spirit,
the
no believer can have one
the Holy
ounce
Spirit
of Jesus' goodness,
1 Corinthians 6,
his love,
says,
or his
do you
power.
Not know that
there's
your
no,
body,
there's no Christ-likeness, if you
your
will,
body,
without the Holy
comes,
Spirit
is the
of
temple
God.
Of the Holy
and he says,
Spirit
in a little while longer,
in
and the world
and
will
you
see
are not
me
your own,
no more.
He says.
In other words,
2
the world's
6,
getting
16,
ready to crucify
says,
me. They're going to put me in a tomb.
The
they're going to put a seal upon it. I'm going to come out of that tomb, but the world will never see me again until I return.
There's two words for the temple.
Heron means the a little while longer. And the world
the
will see
but
me no more.
That Paul
but
used
you
there,
will see
and the
me,
word that
meaning
Jesus
the resurrection.
Is of, is the word
because
naos,
I live,
which is
you
the
will
holy
live also.
Holies.
That wonderful promise of eternal life.
You
And at that day, now that's the day of Pentecost, okay? At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and look at this, and I in you. How can I teach that? How can I stand before you? You know, in my prayer time this morning, early this morning,
oh, praise
I said,
God.
Lord, how can I teach this chapter?
Of another,
I don't even know where to begin. I don't even know how to express it. Look at that again. Look at those words.
In you and he that is in the
Jesus
world. And Jesus says,
me,
he goes on and he says, watch this now. I will not leave you helpless or comfortless or desolate. In other words, I'll
Jesus
not leave you
If Jesus lives
orphans,
in our hearts, loved one, there should be a change. Amen. There doesn't have to be division and gossiping and lying and backbiting and cheating and all the rest of the things that the church is famous for.
Jesus
said, no. Listen, at that day, you will know that I am in the Father and you in me and I in you. Philippians 1:6, he who began a good work where?
Of
in you, that you're the good work that God is started. Listen, Christianity is sharing the very life of Jesus. It says in you. In other words, he is the founder, and the founder now lives in our heart. We've become the follower, if you will. And now listen, Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. When it says Christ in you, that means everything that Jesus is now lives in you.
To us and said,
I look at that and I say, oh, Lord,
he says, I have
you mean
been
to tell me that
Christ
your
is no
life is in me? Yes, your power
Christ
is in me, your love, your goodness, everything that he is. Yes, Bill, you are the naos. You're my temple. I live in you. I live in you. I've given unto you eternal life. Galatians 4:6 says, because we are sons of God, God has sent the Spirit of his Son, Jesus Christ, into our hearts, whereby we cry, Abba, or Daddy, Abba, Father.
It's not about
where his spirit now bears witness with our spirit that we are indeed the sons and daughters or the children of God. Now, look at verse 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them,
it
is he who what?
The spirit who gives life.
Loves me. Are you guys awake this morning?
Listen,
are you at another church? This is Calvary Chapel. Are you here?
Flesh, your own effort, or
it says, and he who loves me, watch this, will be loved by my Father.
Spirit,
and I will love him and manifest or reveal, make myself known
God,
throughout your
God,
entire life.
Nothing.
Why? And manifest myself. That.
Because you can't
to
do
him.
It on your own. The flesh.
And then Judas,
us,
not Iscariot,
no.
said
and
to him, Lord,
says,
how is it that you will reveal yourself or manifest yourself to us, but not to the world? I tell you what, I thank God for Judas, not Iscariot, but Judas here. I thank God that he asked that question. Amen? He says, he goes, Lord, how? And look what Jesus answered. And Jesus answered and said, I pray you memorize this verse. I pray this verse comes alive in your heart forever and ever and ever. If, you should put that in red in your Bible, if. Meaning
says,
there's a condition.
At
if
day,
anyone, no matter who they are, if
the
anyone
church,
loves
day,
me,
will
he will what?
I am in
he will keep my word.
Father,
and watch this. And my Father will love him. And look at this. And
you.
We will come to him.
What
there's something so mysterious and mystical
says,
about that.
Me,
we will come to him and make our home with him.
To be
though, the word home is the same word
the
used in John in 14:2. In my Father's house are many mansions
Spirit
or many dwelling places,
Jesus
many homes.
In you, the founder
only used in the
of
Gospel
the church,
of John.
The founder of Christianity.
Listen,
you know,
it says, if
man,
anyone
listen,
loves
he
me,
lives
not if
follow.
Anyone. In
say,
the
okay,
church,
so
in the
incredible.
Body of Christ,
no
pretends to love me.
Out and
not if anyone just
says,
professes
Christ
to love me, the hope no, of glory. No, not if not, not if it's, if just your Christ head is convinced, but not
that
your heart.
That
he said, if anyone
we are,
really
we are the
loves
fullness
me,
of him. Amen.
Here's
that's
the
what
proof.
It says in John's
and
gospel,
the proof is,
one,
he will keep, he will treasure,
listen,
he will value, he will guard. That's what that word keep means.
We're overflowing with our Savior. He lives
word.
In our hearts.
I'm so, and if we
God,
do that,
you are so good.
Look,
all
the next
his
step,
and his power and his love
my
and his
Father
his grace,
listen, will lives love
in our body.
Him.
Do you
really I don't even know how to
that?
Teach this.
Christ
I don't know how to teach that verse.
Amen.
You know, the
you
Bible
understand?
Says in 1 John 3,
no
1,
Paul,
it says, behold, what manner of love
he said,
that
listen,
God the Father has
God,
bestowed
God
upon
has
us that we would be
into,
called the children
son,
of
Jesus,
God.
Into your hearts
did you know that word, what manner
Abba,
of love, or just what manner, is used only 6 times in the New Testament? It's only one word in the Greek. It's an incredible word. It means, I don't even know how to explain it. It's,
and he who has my
it's deeper than I know. It's deeper than wonder or amazement or shock.
Is he who what?
What manner
loves
is a word that's used something that is foreign to the world, something that doesn't exist in the world. In other words, it's God's love from heaven that's been shed abroad in our hearts, the love of God, the uncaused, unconditional love of God our Father, who sent his only begotten Son to die for us. It says he will love us like that.
How is it that you
behold
will
what manner
reveal
of love
yourself to
that
us
God has lavished on
world.
Us, the recipients
I thank
of his love.
The Lord.
I, you know what? If that
Jesus
verse in 1 John 3, 1 doesn't shake you up, you need to go back and remember what where
he
God found you
question.
And what you were.
He said,
we were dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. And he saved us. I look at that and I say, oh God, you are so, so good. It is my prayer as I prayed this morning, and I know you may not like what I prayed, but you know what I said? I said, oh Father, beginning with me, if it's there, beginning with me, oh God, and all the church, please melt every heart. Hard,
that's a
heart.
Very important word.
Every hard heart at Calvary.
Anyone.
And may,
loves
oh God, our hearts help us to really love our Savior who died for us, who was mocked for us,
this.
Who was beaten for
and
us, who was put upon the cross for us,
come to
in the tomb for us, who ascended for us, who is living for us, interceding for us, and who's coming for us. Amen.
Only
listen,
twice.
I say, oh
in
God,
scripture.
Help us.
Here,
look
and
at it again.
Two,
it says,
remember,
if anyone
said,
loves me, he'll keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him.
Many homes.
We will come
okay,
to
says,
him,
listen,
Father
come
and
make
Son.
But listen
he
to
will
me.
Come
it
and
says,
live
said,
with us.
Really
we will never, ever
me.
Be alone. The most powerful
right
the people, persons,
and
entity, whatever, in the entire
exactly
universe,
going on.
Says, I'll
their
come and take up my residence
Jesus
with you. Why? You're my
to
temple
the
21st
century
your body
today,
becomes my
he says, if
temple.
Anyone
and not only that, it says, we will make
really
our home
me.
With them.
Those
that means Father, Son,
if anyone loves
Holy
me, not
Spirit.
Pretends to love
again, my body.
No, or not just
my
to
body,
say, I profess love
the temple
for God. Hallelujah. I'm a believer.
Is now
you know
home
all of that.
To the Trinity.
No,
you know what
it.
That means, love?
It's not where your head
it means
is convinced.
That you are
it is
completely,
where your heart is convinced.
Unequivocally
Jesus
accepted
said,
by God the Father.
Loves
Ephesians,
me.
What is it, 1:7. We
said,
are accepted in his beloved. Meaning that God
house.
Now loves you just as much and equal to
this.
As he loves his
and
only begotten Son.
Said. He said,
that should melt our hearts. That should literally blow away
person.
And blow us away. And whatever we do, loved one, listen, never,
my
no,
my
never, no, never
love
let
him.
Your heart ever enter
3,
into
2,
the next verse of this scripture. Look at it in verse 24. He who doesn't love me,
behold, what
does not
manner.
Keep my words.
Behold,
doesn't obey me. Doesn't love one another.
Look at it.
Doesn't
behold,
believe you have to love one another
love
as Christ loved us.
The Father has
believe that we don't.
Or
it means we don't really have to pick up our cross and follow the Lord and deny
us.
Ourselves. We don't have to
show
present ourselves as a living sacrifice unto God. That's
but
what that
you know
means.
The word,
anyone
manner,
doesn't love me. Well, he doesn't keep anything I've ever said. He doesn't do one thing. He doesn't
and
obey
literally,
me.
Literally, it's a word that
and
is
the word
hard
which
to
you
translate.
Hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. You know what Jesus just said?
Like
don't miss
wonder,
this. He is
like
saying that religion, he is saying that any denomination, he's saying
miracle,
that church
will,
membership, or having a seminary degree, nothing will produce love for Christ or obedience for Christ. Only love for Jesus produces obedience to His word and nothing else. These things, here in the upper room, what Jesus said, these things I've spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, did you catch the Trinity there? The Holy Spirit, the Father, my name, that's the Trinity, did you catch that? He will teach you all things and bring all things and to your remembrance, all things that I've said to you. Now, John is old when he writes this gospel, and there's the Holy Spirit bringing all things to his remembrance, showing him the deep things of God. And then Jesus says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let your heart be not troubled, neither let it be afraid. We opened with that, didn't we, in verse 1. Listen, this is Jesus' gift not only to his disciples, but to us as well. In other words, to have his peace is to have his presence. How wonderful to have the peace of Christ. The things of the world can never give us peace. They're powerless to produce peace in our lives. I'll tell you what the world does. It steals our peace, doesn't it?
Yes.
Oh, the world lies because it cannot give peace. And the world, as you've heard me say so many times, the world bases its peace upon resources. But we base our peace upon the relationship that we have with our Savior. Amen. It's His peace that we have. Because of Jesus, Romans 5:1, because of our Lord, what we have peace now with God. When we pray about, and like in Philippians 4:6-7, when it says, you know, be anxious for nothing, but everything, by everything with thanks, let your petitions be known to God, and the very peace of God Himself will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. The very peace of God. Jesus said, I'm giving you my perfect peace. I am the Prince of Peace. I've given it to you. It's a gift. Amen. We should have it this very moment. And you've heard me say, I'm going away and coming back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice because I said, I'm going to the Father, for my Father is what?
I'm never alone.
Greater than I.
I'm never alone. I'm never by myself. I'm never without God.
Jesus is saying, hey, I'm leaving. But you should be happy about it. You should be rejoicing about it because I can't send the Holy Spirit until I'm back in heaven, okay, with my Father. But here, when he says the Father is greater than I, there are certain cults today, like the Jehovah Witnesses, they'll take this verse and they teach that Jesus, now you see, he said himself that he is lesser than God. That is not what Jesus is saying at all. His nature is God, amen? He's the God-man, 100% man, 100% God. Jesus had already told us in John 10:30, he says, the Father and I, we are what? That's one. In John 14, Trinity what was it, 14? 14:9. You know he says, means? If you have seen it me, Jesus said, you have seen that are born the Father. Totally contradicts what the false teaching of that cult says. And now I've told you before it comes that when it does come to pass, you may believe. And I no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. And he has no claim. He has no hold. He has nothing in me. He's the sinless Son of God. So time, he says, is short. He says, you know, the evil one, he's coming. Now he's going to be leaving. We'll have a long time to get there, though. But he'll be going, of course, to the garden and then the betrayal and then the cross that's waiting him for him. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment. Remember that commandment? John 10:18. No one takes my life. I have power to lay it down, power to take it up again. Of this commandment I received of my Father. Jesus, of his own volition, willingly died for each and every one of us for the sins of the world. He says, oh, I received this commandment. And he says, so I do. Now look what he says.
He said that having a
seminary arise and let us go
will
from here. In the Greek, if you were reading that, it would be like Jesus is maybe, it seems, rising to his feet. He's in the upper room. And it is spoken with haste. In other words, time is now short.
If I'm at the
church,
top,
listen, I know that you're preparing for Thanksgiving, and we should have a wonderful Thanksgiving this
you'll
year.
You'll take up your cross.
But may I say something to you?
You'll present yourself. Your
life is so
and I'll
short.
Never leave you, and I will
if,
never,
if
ever
you're
forsake.
Not living for the Lord, when are you going to start?
Jesus said in these things,
because
there in the
it'll
upper
soon
room,
be over.
I've spoken unto you while
see,
being present with
when
you.
When I read that,
but the helper,
arise,
the Holy Spirit,
and let us go from here.
The Father will send in
I say
my
to all
name,
of us,
did you catch the Trinity
let
there?
Us arise.
The help,
let
the
us
Holy
go.
Spirit, the Father,
let
and
us
my name
obey
Christ,
the Lord.
Jesus
let
our
us
Lord.
Follow the Lord.
He will what?
Amen.
Teach you
he
all
says,
things
if anyone
and
loves
bring
me,
to your
oh,
remembrance
what a wonderful thing.
All
if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will
you know John,
love him, and we
gospel,
will
one.
Come to him
he was
and
old.
Make
he's the
our
last
home
of the living.
With
he's the only.
Him.
He's the last one of the apostles.
May God
that
help
that
the
living.
Church today.
And you know what he did? In other words,
may God
here
help
he is
us
an
and forgive
man,
us.
And you know how he wrote
do we,
this?
Do we know the
Gospel
Holy
of John,
Spirit of God?
The Holy Spirit.
Do we depend
brought
upon
all
him?
These things to
do
his
we know that he's in us
and
with
so
us?
Forth.
Do we
you
know that we really don't
Spirit.
Belong to anything
Jesus
in this world because we're not of this world?
Room,
that
says,
we are his own special people. That we are truly his children. And that we are the only people, the only salt, the only light. We're the only people that can help in this world. We're the only people that are privileged to be able
Jesus
to go
says,
to the throne
gift.
Of grace
here's
and have a welcome there because of our relationship with Jesus Christ
he
and said, because of the blood of Jesus.
Said,
amen.
My peace.
Father, I thank you for this word this morning. I thank you for people that are here. I thank you that it touched their hearts. Presence. It's not my words. Amen. It's your words, Lord. You he can't water that down. You can't
he's
soften the effect of it. But, oh, you know, Lord, those are the most beautiful words in the Bible. We want our bodies to be the home of God the Father and God the Son.
You know
and
I mean?
God the Holy Spirit.
You're going to have an impact upon
God,
the world.
God, we want
the world
you
going to have an impact upon you.
To make your home
listen,
always with
the things
us.
Of the world. Grab
Father,
as
if there's anyone
want,
here.
They are powerless.
That is, they don't know you. They've never asked Jesus to be
the
Lord
you know
the of their
does,
life.
It doesn't give you peace. It steals
oh,
your
Lord,
peace.
I.
It robs your peace. You see,
I
the
plead
world,
with them.
Why is they're always
that when this
peace,
song
I'll tell you why,
that Kevin is about to sing,
resources,
when it
we
ends,
trust in relationship,
that they will come to
Christ
this altar,
Lord, amen. We have
where they
his
will
peace,
be loved,
and because we have a
where they will find men
Lord,
and women
Romans
who will embrace them
peace with
and tell them
have,
how
God's
Jesus can
us,
be
thank God for that.
The Lord
so
of their
thankful.
Lives.
Not only that,
oh Lord, bless your people now.
What do we
may
do?
They,
the Bible tells us in Philippians 4, 6 and what, 7,
may
8,
these
all
words
the way down.
Live
Paul
in
says,
their
listen,
hearts.
He says, be anxious for nothing.
May they
don't
overflow their
apart.
Hearts,
don't let
Lord,
this
with
world
your
tear
word.
You apart. Don't let any problems
may
or circumstances, and we're all going to have them.
Love you.
We're all going to have warfare. We're
truly
all going to have people that don't
you.
Love us or like us. We're going to, sometimes we get sick.
You.
Sometimes we don't have a dime.
All
but you know what? We're never forsaken.
Of our
amen.
Life.
He says, be anxious
and not
for
in our
nothing.
Own strength,
God can
Lord.
Rain gold out of heaven
but
if he had
strength,
to. He could do anything.
Power
do you understand me?
Of the
anything.
Divine helper.
He says, don't you be anxious.
The Holy Spirit.
I'm your God.
We love you now.
Be anxious for nothing, but
we
by
ask
everything,
it in Jesus'
prayer
name.
And supplication and thanksgiving.
And the church
let
says,
your request be known
amen.
Unto God. Let's stand to our feet.
And the very peace of God himself, God's very peace, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. We have his very peace right this minute, whether you feel it or not, spend time with him. When you spend time with the Prince of Peace, you will have peace. When you set your mind upon him, your mind will be at peace. Amen? Yes. And look what he says here. Oh, you've heard me say to you that I'm going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice. See, they weren't rejoicing. Sorrow had entered their heart. He says, oh, but you would rejoice because I said, I'm going home. I'm going to heaven. I'm going back to the Father. Why? For the Father is greater than I. Why did Jesus tell him to rejoice? Because he has to go back to heaven so he can pour out the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Acts chapter 2, verse 33. Read it when you get home. When he sat down at the right hand of God, what happened? The Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost. The church was then birthed and they were filled. No, the Holy Spirit came. They were already filled. The Holy Spirit came upon them, endued them with that power. Amen. To be witnesses all over the world, just like he's done
to us as well. You have to be very careful with this scripture, because there are people that come to your home and they knock upon your door and they have a little Watchtower books and whatever. And they'll take this scripture and they'll say, listen, Jesus, of his own words, said that God the Father was greater than he, and that means that he is a lesser God. Don't ever, ever buy that. You understand? What did Jesus tell us in John 10:30? He said, the Father and I are one, okay? John 14:9, he who has seen me, Jesus said, has seen the Father. You see, you have to be careful. You have to know God's word. Amen? And then Jesus says, and now I've told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. That's the devil. That realm of darkness, his hour of darkness is coming. It says, for the ruler of this world is coming. And look at this word. And he, the devil, Satan, our adversary, he has no claim. He has no right. He has no hold. He has nothing in me. I am God, the sinless, spotless Son of God. Amen? He says he has nothing. So Jesus is saying, okay, listen, time is now short. You know, the ruler of this world is coming. Judas has already gone and collected his money. He's already betrayed me. We're going to go to the garden. And yes, Judas is going to come. I'm going to go to the cross. Jesus said, I'm ready. I've overcome the world, the Lord said, amen. But that the world may know that I love the Father. And as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. The obedience of Christ. What was that commandment that God the Father gave him? Remember, I think it's John 10:28. I may be wrong, but I think it is. He said, I have power to lay down my life, and I have power to take it back up again, for I have received this commandment from my Father. Amen. Jesus, of his own volition, went to the cross and died for our sins and the sins of the world. Now listen to me, Christian. Don't get restless yet. I look at that last verse. Look what he says. Arise. Let us go from here. That implies a hurriedness or a haste. It's time to get out of here. We're going to leave. My time has come. My hour has arrived. You know, I pray in Jesus' name that this church called Calvary Chapel will arise. Every believer, from the most immature baby Christian to the oldest saint of God, that you will say, oh Lord, let us arise. Let us go. Let us obey the Lord. Let us follow him wherever he takes us, and let us do it now, because time is short. You know what? Listen to me. You say, Bill, well, time is short. Jesus will come today. Yes, that's true, but if he doesn't, time is still short for you and for me. You see, we only have so many days to live for the Lord. Only so many days. And if you're not living for him, believer, listen to me. When are you going to start? Do you want to get to my age and say, well, now I'm going to start? All those plans and purposes that God has for you, maybe you missed all those opportunities. Well, praise the Lord, it's never too soon to start, amen? But then start. Let him be first place. You arise and say, Jesus, you be first place. Listen, Jesus told us one more time, he said in his word, if anyone loves me, do you love the Lord? He says, if you do, if anyone loves me, he says, he will, not he wants to or hopes to, no, by God's power, by God's grace, it says, he will keep my word. You see, if you really love him, you will really keep his word. You'll deny yourself. That's hard. The hardest thing in the world. It's no longer me. It's you. But Lord, I love me. He knows that. He says, no, if you love me more than anything else, more than your own plans, more than your own life, more than anything else, if you love me, you know what you'll do? You'll do anything I ask you to do. And you know what will happen? My Father will love you. And we will come. I love that. We will come to you and make our home with you. I don't know that there's anything greater in all of history than that. Jesus, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, make my heart your home. God, forgive the church, depending on programs instead of the power of the Holy Spirit. We have the greatest divine helper in all of the universe who never errs, who never lies, he's always for me. Do you know him? Do you know the Holy Spirit? Do you know his voice? Does he speak to you? Does he lead you? Are you following him? When he says no, do you say, yes, I won't? Is he number one in your life? If we will do what our Lord says, revival will come here, and this city will be changed. If we will only do what he says. Father, we praise you. And we thank you for this day, for this word. Forgive us, cleanse us, unite us. Let this body arise. Let us love you. Let us serve you. Let us support your kingdom. Let this church arise. Oh God, come and make your home here with us. As our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, if you're here in this chapel this morning and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord, as your Savior, you can. He loves you. He wants you. He died for you. He wants to make your heart his home. You can come to him right now, and he will forgive you of every sin. He'll help you. He'll change your life. You'll become a new creation. You'll know that he's real. You say, well, Bill, how do I do that? If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and you want him to be Lord of your life because he wants to be your Lord, all you have to do is stay right where you are. You don't have to come down here. Just lift your hand and say, Bill, pray for me. I want to be a Christian. Lift it up and put it right back down. That's all you have to do, and I'll pray with you. That's all. But you have to lift it high where I can see it and then put it right back down. Last call. Well, Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for these people, the sheep of your pasture. Bless them. Keep them safe this Thanksgiving week. We love you. We praise you. And we give you the glory and honor. In the mighty name of Jesus. And the church says, amen. You stand to your feet with me. from my home to yours. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. You need prayer, we're going to close.